MTB Cast.
Hey, this is Richie Mattson from Tour Divide. First time calling in. Been kind of getting myself into Tour Divide mode. It's tough getting in the mode to do this race, keeping everything together and trying to keep it straight and not go too hard and not go too easy. And anyways, I thought I'd give a call in and let you know that doing good, feeling good. Pretty much got the mind around it. Got camped out here right now down in Island Park area. And there's a hell of a lot of mosquitoes down here on this railroad grade. Talking to you right now, I brought a mosquito net for my head, thank goodness. And camped out here alongside the railroad grade, and it's been a real good day. We came all the way from the other side of I-15 this morning and got over 100 miles in, averaging over 90 miles a day, maybe 95, I'm not sure. It's about 90, I suppose. And that's kind of our goal. Jim and I are riding together on and off. Sometimes he takes off sprinting, sometimes I do. And we've been camping together most of the time. He's down the trail a little bit now. He found a better spot he liked. And hope you all enjoy watching the blue dots go down the trail. And I'm having a lot of fun out here, meeting a lot of good people. Oh, man, the people in this that are doing this race, you're bumping into them on and off all through the time, and they're just wonderful, friendly and willing to stop and help you, even though they're racing, you know. Hey, you need anything, you know. It's just been really great. Now, I don't know, one last thing I'll talk about. I don't know if any of you remember me from the Colorado Trail Race in 2014, and I was having hallucinations. I was hearing music coming out of all the rivers as I was going along, and it was pretty weird. Well, I had one this time, and I don't know if it's hallucination or if there's a ghost, but in Ovando, as I was leaving Ovando and headed down that road, just before you turn off to the left to go back up out of that river bottom on the gravel road, I was flying down that road, and I heard this horse galloping alongside of me on the other side of the fence. I mean, it was just racing along and whinnying at the top of its lungs, something like you'd hear a horse in the movies do, you know, some stallion. And I turned my head and looked over, and there was absolutely nothing there. So I'm calling it the ghost stallion of Ovando. It was really weird, but who knows? Why wouldn't there be a ghost horse from some wild horse that got wiped out sometime, and he's still roaming the fields out there in Ovando? Anyways, talk to you later. Take care, everybody. Bye.